Welcome to the special report on physical metals, gold and silver. This is Mike Adams here, and there are no sponsors of this podcast. So there are no plugs, there are no advertisers. This is simply about understanding price of gold and silver, because some people, when they purchase gold or silver, and then the price in dollars of those metals goes down, they feel like they've lost money somehow. And I want to share with you what I think is the better way to think about what's happening with prices of gold and silver. So first of all, when you own the physical metal, you're owning ounces. And regardless of whether dollars, in terms of the dollar pricing of those ounces, goes up or down, the number of ounces that you have does not change. If you're stacking silver in your safe at home, let's say, and you've got, 100 ounces of silver, every day you open that safe to check on it, it's still the same 100 ounces. So then why do people think that they're losing money when the real money is the silver? The ounces of silver is real money. Dollars are not money. By definition, dollars are not money, because money is something that holds value, and dollars do not hold value. Dollars are losing value. In fact, just since 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold standard in terms of the U.S. dollar, talking about the convertibility of dollars, which I think in 1971, it was $35 per ounce of gold. Think about how much value the dollar has lost since then. It's like 97% or something, maybe more. And since The Creature from Jekyll Island, 1913, the creation of the Federal Reserve, the dollar has lost, I think, 99% of its value. So by definition, dollars aren't money. So why would you measure the value of something that's real money, i.e. silver or gold, in denominations of something that isn't money, i.e. dollars? All right, now that makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, but they still say, well, if I were to sell my silver today, because the price of silver has gone down, it's, let's say, spot silver right now is right around $25 or $26, and maybe they bought silver when the spot was 32 or something, or 30, they think, well, if I were to sell my silver today for dollars, I would get fewer dollars for it. Well, that is true, but why is the price of silver so low when the value of dollars keeps falling? And the answer is astonishing. This is a paradigm-shifting answer. It's because the desperate government, the same government that is printing money, well, printing currency, I think is the correct way to say that, printing fiat dollars, they are suppressing the prices of silver and gold. They're suppressing them using paper contracts in order to create the illusion that the dollar still holds value relative to silver and gold, even though the dollar is actually losing value. As a result, you could argue that the government is subsidizing the affordability of silver and gold. And that's an incredible way to look at it, and I think it's the most accurate way to look at it. Right now, based on fundamentals, if you were to look at the real value of silver in this economy and how much real value or purchasing power the dollar is losing, silver, arguably, depending on who you listen to and you know whose analysis you're paying attention to, but I like to listen to people like David Morgan, for example, and he estimates, I believe I'm quoting him correctly, that silver could be right now worth perhaps a couple hundred dollars an ounce if it were really, truly evaluated correctly. And there are others who estimate that it might be worth $400 an ounce right now. So if you can pick up silver for, let's say, $30 an ounce, then you know, you're getting it at an incredible discount. It's almost as if, let's say you wanted to buy, something at the grocery store. Let's say you wanted to buy bacon, because bacon's often associated with money, you know, bringing home the bacon. So you want to buy bacon at the grocery store. You go there right now, a pack of bacon, let's say a decent quality of bacon, it might be $6 or $7. What if government subsidized bacon, and instead of $6 or $7, that bacon were 50 cents? Would you buy more bacon, knowing that its real value was much higher than what you were paying for it in terms of dollars? And the answer is yes. You know, it would be like government subsidized bacon, and everybody would be lining up to buy the bacon. They would literally be bringing home the bacon. And you'd be crazy not to buy the bacon if the government were subsidizing it so much. Well, this is what's happening in silver, in my view. And not just mine, but many, many analysts. Egon von Greyers, for example, he talks about gold and silver, but his focus is mostly gold for very wealthy individuals. I think to join his investment group, you have to have about $400,000 worth of assets for him to manage. And he does asset protection by putting money into gold and silver and simply protecting it for people. And he knows that once you get into these metals, it's kind of like hitting freeze on the assets. The assets don't necessarily grow anymore. They don't return anything, but they also don't lose value. And the name of the game right now is to not lose money, to not lose purchasing power. But people who hold dollars are losing purchasing power every single day. So it's not only this issue of, hey, if the government had, you know, a subsidized sale on bacon or silver, and they were giving you an 80% discount, let's say, just as a thought experiment estimate, would you be wise to pick that up and get that 80% discount because of the government subsidy? The answer is yes. But there's another reason, which is that your dollars are losing value every single day because of all the price inflation that's out there. The dollar devaluation is a very real thing. I'll give you some examples here in a second. So by spending those dollars or let's say trading those dollars for precious metals today, you're halting the loss of the purchasing power of the dollars, because now you're putting it into metals, and the metals hold value over time, and they have done so for thousands of years. And remember, gold and silver are elements on the table of elements, which means they've been around, well, not quite since the beginning of the universe itself, but when stars started exploding and the earlier elements, helium and hydrogen, started to become heavier elements as a supernova happened. I don't know how many billion years after the initial Big Bang that happened, but gold and silver have been around since the very early days of the cosmos, even before the Earth even formed as a planet, according to mainstream physics. So rest assured, gold and silver aren't going to vanish tomorrow. They're going to be here, I guess, until the entire galaxy implodes or whatever happens to the galaxy. Not even the galaxy, multiple galaxies. Gold and silver are all over the place, all over the cosmos, because they're elements. So you don't have to worry about gold and silver vanishing. I think the real question is, how long is a dollar going to last? Probably not that much longer. You know, how long is Bitcoin going to be here? I don't know. Hard to say. It's been around, what, like 14 years or something like that? It's not even as old as the dollar. The dollar's not as old as the United States. And the United States isn't as old as, let's say, in North America. North America is not as old as the Earth. And Earth isn't as old as the solar system, and so on and so forth. If you want stability for your lifetime, metals, precious metals, are the way to go. Now, the dollar's losing value every day in terms of its purchasing power. And you see that used cars are up 24%. In terms of their price. Food prices are up 40 to 50% in many cases, many categories of food. Fuel prices, have you priced gasoline lately? It's almost doubled since Biden jumped into the fake White House set, the stage, soundstage set that's broadcast as if it were the Oval Office. That's so funny. I love how he's a fake president on a fake stage running a fake economy with fake money. It's so hilarious, but you know, that's a whole nother podcast. But think about the prices that have gone up on everything. Think about coal prices around the world, natural gas prices skyrocketing. Think about the prices of new cars or the prices of spare parts or replacement parts or anything that you are purchasing right now. The prices are going up, up, up. Does that mean that those items are more valuable? Not necessarily. It's that the dollar is going down, down, down. And people do see that in inflation. So the government tries to lie to the people and put out official figures. Say, officially, inflation is only, 4%, while the average person is seeing food prices are up 40%, you know, 10 times higher in many cases. So you can't fool people for very long. But a lot of people watch gold and silver because gold and silver usually go up when oil prices go up, and oil prices are going up big time. It's going to get way higher over this winter because of the energy scarcity and the incredible demand for various sources of energy to run power grids and so on. So dollars really are losing value quite rapidly. And when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the government come along and they conspire to suppress the price of silver, when I look at that, I just see this is a government-subsidized bargain. Imagine if you were going out to buy land and the government paid 80% of it. You know, you want to buy a 100-acre ranch and you don't have to pay full price, the government will pay 80%. You would snap that up in a heartbeat. And that's what's happening with silver, in my view. Doesn't mean silver can't go up or down to more depth in terms of its dollar denomination, because the government may try to suppress it more. But we shouldn't be, in my opinion, purchasing gold and silver as a speculative instrument. This isn't about trading in silver to try to buy it low and sell it high to get more dollars back. If you want dollars, why are you buying silver in the first place? The point of buying silver and gold, in my book, is to get out of dollars and to stay out of dollars, to freeze the value of your assets in precious metals that, again, are on the table of elements that have been part of the cosmos since essentially the beginning of time. Don't think of them as speculation. A lot of people buy Bitcoin for speculative reasons. They try to buy Bitcoin low and sell it high. But the Bitcoin purists, who I think have a much more evolved thought process on this, are saying, why are you trying to dump Bitcoin for dollars? Ultimately, anyway, you should stay in Bitcoin. You should use Bitcoin as the currency. You should buy things with Bitcoin. And guess what one of the things is that people are buying with Bitcoin? Gold. They're buying gold with Bitcoin. This is the smartest way to cash out of crypto, is to buy gold or silver. And there are reputable dealers who, and even wholesalers. I mean, I know of one case, not going to say who, but I know of a reputable dealer that just sold, I think, $1 million plus in gold and took Bitcoin for it. So it was crypto to gold. That's a smart thing. If you have a lot of gains in crypto and you want to freeze those gains and in essence kind of cash out of the crypto and then kind of press pause to make sure that the gains you have are going to stay as gains, then you use crypto to buy gold. And now you have the gold and it's not going to disappear, or it's not going to go up and down. It's not going to get stolen. You're not going to lose the password for your wallet. It's physical gold. And it will exist tomorrow no matter what happens to Bitcoin. Okay, the other final thought here, folks, is that you don't need to think about going from gold and silver back into dollars one day. With the dollar collapsing, which I believe to be in the relatively near future, although we don't know the exact timing, the dollar is going to collapse. You're going to be using gold and silver as money to buy real things, such as land or houses or businesses or cars. You might be able to trade an ounce or two of gold for a vehicle. You might be able to trade 5 or 10 ounces of gold for a 100-acre ranch. You might be able to buy a business with 100 ounces of gold. To purchase real assets with gold and silver, see? And you don't have to go through dollars to do that. So gold and silver, it's about holding value so that you have something for sure that you can use in the future. You can trade it for food. You can trade it for assets. You can trade it for vehicles or businesses or horses or anything that you need. You can get it with gold and silver. It's the universal currency of the world, of the cosmos, and it's the best place to store assets that are off-grid, away from the prying eyes of government and banks It's not electronic. It doesn't need electricity. It exists no matter what. That's gold and silver. So that's my take on it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.